Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply in-app only.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the California Angels and the City of Los Angeles, on the occasion of Her Majesty's royal visit, please welcome internationally renowned opera star Enrico Palazzo.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
You should have been pulled in the front, but they have faith in you. You should have been pulled.
What's up, everybody? Palazzo Podcast, 2 L's, 2 Z's. Michael Govier and Mike Virginia here, the two mics for the moment. Britton's a few minutes behind, but he shall arrive, and he'll be the third man on this team. Three-man team. It's Gus Macker. What do you think? The three of us and a Gus Macker, you think we could take the whole thing?
Sure.
You know what Gus Macker is?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, shit. I thought it was a national thing. Gus Macker, growing up, it's still a thing, was a popular three-on-three tournament. You could sign up, and they'd have just one weekend where you compete, and they have all ages. They still have, apparently, adults. You could be over 40. They have teenage weekend tournaments. The whole thing is just three-on-three tournament.
Basketball?
Yes, that's correct. Oh, okay. Yeah. The only game you could play with, well, you could play football with three people, you know, a little... all-time quarterback.
I thought we were talking like a circle jerk or something.
Great job.
Well, that's a different story for another show, but we're here live. Great to be aboard. Jump in the live chat. Let us know what's going on. Tim couldn't be here, but he says, I can't make it live, but I want to hear more about the Govier special, Jacob Lopez.
The Govier special? Is that what we're coining it as now?
Well, over on the Patreon, I've been doing my not-so-obvious pitching streamer of the day, and he was my choice Wednesday, and that went quite well. So I think that's what Tim's on the Patreon, so thanks, Tim. I think he's alluding to that.
Wow, appreciate dude. That,
Tim. Thanks, Tim.
Mason's here. It's been a minute, but I'm here. Hey, buddy. Welcome, Mason. Mason's been hitting me up, texting me with a lot of questions about his dynasty team. Hmm. Oh, Robert Booth. I haven't seen him in a while.
Hey, what's buddy. Up, Robert?
It's been a minute. Everyone's back? Is this a reunion show?
It's just been a minute for everybody.
Apparently. We're going to talk today about what we know for sure. And Mike was asking me before the show, what the hell does this mean, Govier? And I was like, you know, just tell me what you got a lot of confidence in. What you feel strongly about something, a player, a team, a trend this year that you can share with us. That's all. So it's pretty wide open.
There we go. Like it. I'm excited. Yeah.
You tired?
No, I'm ready to go, man. I have been off since, let's see, what is today? I lost track of the days. I've been off since Wednesday because I took a little time off, and you guys are probably tired of hearing about it if you followed me on Twitter. I had a gigantic proposal for work, and it was submitted on Wednesday. I actually went into work for 15 minutes, literally hand drop it off, go. And I had a flat tire in my truck, so I had to Uber to there. My boss is like, Mike, dude, I got it. You ain't got to come in. I'm like, there is, God himself couldn't stop me from delivering this thing. Because I was so hell-bent on dropping it off myself. So it's over. It's done with. I'm happy. I get my life back. I'm kidding. I'm ready to talk to this call and have it be over with. I was working. I probably worked a month and a half straight. I didn't have any off days, including the holiday that we had, which was, I believe, Memorial Day. So, Memorial Day. So I am very, very excited to be back into the swing of things, into some sense of normalcy. I'm sure most of you guys can relate to that. I'm very routine oriented. I like schedule. So, and I like things to be neat and in their place. Most people would call that being what? Go. What's the word I'm looking for? It's like a hypochondriac, not hypochondriac.
Anal?
What is anal? Gross. But yeah, that's what I am. I'm a very anal guy. So I like I like sticking to a some type of a regimen or a routine here. So I'm very type A, if you will. Yeah, that's 100%. That's what I am. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that was anal. That was my nickname in college. I was very attentive and uptight and very detail oriented. No, yeah, that was that's actually from 500 Days of Summer, an old movie now. If you remember that movie,
never saw it.
Never saw it. Well, shit, Sheriff. Star Platt, I'm getting more love right now. Nice call on Giolito. Yes. Yep.
I'm going to give Govier a shout. I'm so glad you brought this up, Star, because as most of you know, I shat all over Lucas Giolito. And I rolled with my boy Govier, and I said to myself, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to go with Gov. I'm gonna go right into it. Started him in two of my Yahoo leagues, the Mike Virginia Invitational 1 and 2. Started him in both spots. And guess what, Gov? I didn't use him just as a streamer. I'm going to let it ride, baby. And we're going to go into the weekend with another Lucas Giolito. Hit the round of applause button. Michael Govier, folks. This man knows his shit.
Genius.
Listen. You might be making a mistake there, because it's like I said, you can get one great start, but then you might get a shit start next. That's the miracle will be if he could follow up the 10K gem with another solid outing. But I think four of his last five outings now are looking good. So I think the kinks of coming back from TJ may be starting to work out. Just like Sandy Alcantara is pitching better now. Mm-hmm. Some of these guys, they're getting through it. It's hard. Ben talked about this on the last Prospects Power Hour, how a lot of pitchers come back from TJ talk about how difficult it is to locate. And that's one of the big problems for them. And Sandy Alcantara in particular, this is a guy who he could go deep into games and keep things tight. And he didn't walk a ton of guys. But that was a hard thing that he's had to deal with coming back. So
if we take out the blow-up start he had against the Angels of all teams, he's looked pretty damn good over his last five starts. Four out of the five starts, he's not just looked good, he's looked great, except for that Angels start. Did well against Baltimore, well against the Braves, got shat on by the Angels, well against the Red Hot Rays, and then against Seattle. So as you can see on the screen here, his stat cast or his underlying metrics don't look good. That's because he started out of the gate pretty rough. And as Gove alluded to, sometimes you get these up and downs with Lucas Giolito. But with the state of starting pitching the way it is, I think you might be onto something here, Gove. I'm slowly maybe working my way back into Lucas Giolito, especially if he pitches well against the Giants with the now Rafi Devers, San Francisco Giants. So
yes, right after we went off the air Sunday, he gets traded. I had Casey Schmidt on the cover, and that became a moot point by evening.
Yes. Well, he's actually been playing pretty well, too, if I'm not mistaken, right? He's got a couple hits in a couple games now. So, doing well. But, yeah, I'm going to let it ride. I'm going to go Lucas Giolito. And if you guys are in the live chat and Giolito's out there, get on board with us, man. So, and I've said this multiple times. I learned stuff from these guys on this show. Ben, Robbie, Gove, Britton. There are guys, especially if they're passionate about a player and they've done the homework, I'm like, hey, let's go. I'm in. And it's hard. It's tough to say it's tough to do that with people in just in any fantasy sport, let alone in baseball. Right. Especially because I already had and this is a little professional development here, too.
Perfect.
Gove talks
about a new one today, by the way. So,
yeah. You got to kick your feelings towards a player out the window and not let it be so hell-bent on, like, I'm never using him ever again, right? Because this is fantasy baseball. This isn't fantasy football. This is a 162-game season, right? So it may be something where, again, for me, seasons past, I was like, hey, I'm out on this guy. But now I'm trying to change my tune, and that's okay. And you can do that in baseball. It's okay to admit when you were wrong. So especially in baseball, too, because that usually reaps the rewards as well. So I love the Lucas Giolito call. I love how passionate you were. I started looking at it too in terms of the matchup. Seattle, not a great hitting team outside of Cal Raleigh. And had 10 strikeouts. So I mean, they got Julio Rodriguez and a couple other guys, Randy Rosarena. But man, I was really, really impressed with his start against Seattle. And I'm looking forward to the weekend start against the Giants. So good call.
That's right. Always be ready to change your tune. As if I can quote V for Vendetta, which is actually a disgusting scene. Great movie, but disgusting scene where the priest is wanting to bang Natalie Portman in a very inappropriate outfit.
I don't blame him.
He says, mea culpa, my child, mea culpa. So we all need to change our tunes. Maybe not the best example of what Mike's trying to say there, but you get my drift. Charles wants to know, hey, guys, how was the hot sauce, Mike? People are dying to know.
Yes. Charles, so glad you brought this up. Because I literally just had it on one of my son's leftover chicken nuggets. So I hadn't opened it up yet. I literally just tried it like 15 minutes ago before we went on air. So I rushed to open it up, and I couldn't open the damn wooden top on it. Gov, I don't know if you're a hot sauce guy, if you like Cholula, but they ran out of the normal original Cholula. So now they have this one called Extra Hot, and it's got a black label on it. And I'm a pretty high tolerant, spicy hot sauce kind of guy.
Hi there on the Scoville rating scale. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I would consider myself one of those guys. Don't get me wrong. It's definitely a little bit more spicy, but it's nothing to write home about. So I definitely think I think it's better than the original. It definitely packs a better punch. So, Charles, to answer your question, good, not great.
Oh, wow. Sorry, buddy.
Wow.
That's the way it goes, dude. Charles. But you want answers, you got them here. Harry's here. Hey, how do you guys rank these starting pitchers? Gavin Williams, Ober, Lugo, Lodolo, Will Warren.
You want to start,
I'll start with, I'm going to go Gavin Williams because I'm a sick bastard. I'll go Williams, Lodolo, Warren, Lugo, Ober because of the injuries only right now. Looks like he's got some problems injury-wise.
I don't own any shares of Bailey Ober. I had a lot of shares last year of Bailey Ober, and I don't have any this year. Not by design. I just wasn't willing to pay. Well, I guess you could say that. I wasn't willing to pay his draft price, and he looks like he's got knee and hip issues. Yeah, so I will go with it last there for me here, Harry. I would go Ober last, but I also would go – I'm going to go Lodolo 1, Gavin 2, Lugo 3, Warren 4, Ober 5. I like the upside with Warren with his Ks. But he's got to keep the ball in the ballpark a little better. And we've seen flashes of him. He's like Luke Giolito. We have a good matchup and then a bad matchup and everything in between that. So that's how I'd rank him. Hey,
okay, Britton Allen. Yeah, Britton Allen House. Woo! Britton, you're just in time. Nothing beats Sriracha, says Uncle T.
Oh, okay. I do love some sriracha. They make that out, make it in beautiful California with unknown red chilies, and it's so spicy and delicious. Yum, 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 yum.
We were just talking about Lucas Giolito and how things went well Monday night, and we're going to talk more about stuff like that here on the Palazzo Podcast, 2Ls, 2Zs.
I wanted to
get this one in real quick because I think some people don't know this. This is a great question from B. Henny. Is there a way to upload the live chat with the video after the live ends? You know, after last Sunday's show we did, guys, I wanted to go back because I had missed a question by Tim, our guy who already jumped in the chat, and I wanted to answer it post, like bring it on the Discord or Twitter, but I couldn't get the chat to upload. So sometimes I don't know why the chat doesn't show on YouTube, but it should usually show. It might take a few minutes after the show finalizes if it's a live stream, but it should be in there in perpetuity. There's a button that says show live chat. That comes up on your YouTube page. So that's the best I got on that. I don't know if you guys know anything about this otherwise when it comes to the YouTube show and pulling up the chat. That's it.
I did not see. I don't know how to do that for one. As we all know, I'm not very technology savvy, so I couldn't tell you how to do S, but especially with YouTube. But if I'm not mistaken, is there a section when you play it, like it'll come up on the right-hand side of the screen? Because I go back and I watch our videos, I can see some of the live chat pop up, I think.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes.
B. Henny, what's up? Yeah, I've run into that same thing. Like, if I want to go back, and I like going back watching our videos. And sometimes there'll be, if you look down there, there'll be a button to click live chat. And sometimes there isn't.
Here's this one right here. This is our video from Sunday. And this says live chat replay. See what others said about this video while it was live. So you can open the panel and then there it is. So there you go. Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
That's the solution.
Was there anybody in the comment section that was talking ass on Britton there?
What? Like
in this chat?
Just in the comment. Last chat? In the comment section.
Acuna.
Oh, let's see.
Acuna.
No, so there was a Lori. It's coming from a Myers. There are apparently 17 different ways of spelling it. So there you go. That's all I had. No okay. Britain commentary, though. Sorry. So that's how you can get the live chat. If it's not pulling up, that's one way to do it. You can also mess with your settings to always have the live chat available. It should be there. That's the best I could do. We tried.
You know, it's funny. The live chatters are usually really nice. It's after the video posts. That's when you get the critics that say the guy on the left, meaning, you know, me, that guy needs to speak 80% less. Yeah, those are posts.
80%.
Very specific 80%. How much less I need to talk. And it was funny. And then the poster goes, the guy on the right is good, but the guy on the left, let me tell you.
Or the best part was the dude who was so hell-bent on your Acuna. Your Acuna pronunciation. This dude just went in, like, not a one comment too. It was like multiple comments.
Yeah, he responded back. I think I said, "I'm sorry. I'll try to be better." And then he did like another paragraph of why I was so bad. I was like, "All right,
you're right. They're cowards. They only show up afterwards." But if you want to hit us hard live, we do welcome that. So hit us hard live, please. Okay.
Yeah, great job.
Love it.
All right, let's fire up the business time real quick, and then we'll get on with the show here. Lovely Friday evening here. Britton Allen, Michael Govier, and Mike Virginia. Follow us all on Twitter, the Discords. We got the Discords available for you. Everybody's got a channel here. You got UConn Cornelius doing his thing, getting excited about Tennessee call-ups, Mario Brothers, baseball, all kinds of stuff in the UConn Cornelius channel. And I got a channel. You can ask me stuff, and Mike has his as well. So does Christian and a couple other guys. Even Bob Dole, who we still don't know his real name, but we just call him Bob Dole. And that's fine. We've been doing that for 3 years at least. So check out the Patreon. Starts at $3. I've been posting, like I said, we got the shout-out on the Jacob Lopez streamer on Wednesday. That went well. So I'm posting not-so-obvious streamers, very low roster percentage guys for you guys in head-to-head cats who are looking to maybe make up some ground or fix your ratios. I think today's choice was Hunter Dobbins, so check out the Patreon. The description's in the link is in the description, as it always is. The Discord's free. Mike, anything you want to share?
Yeah, as I've already hammered home multiple times, I'm back, baby. My hashtag MikeVA notes will be more consistent here moving forward. Guys, I'm on a roll. I got 3 straight days in a row, baby. So I am back. It'll be there tomorrow, and it'll be there Sunday as well. So very, very excited. I appreciate all the engagements on there and all the great questions, too. I'm also doing another jersey giveaway here, folks. Okay? Doing a jersey giveaway.
All right.
Here are the rules. Okay? You have to go to my Twitter page. You have to like, retweet, and be following me and the Palazzo Podcast, and I will announce the winner live on this show. If we get there before the All-Star game, I will do it on the All-Star game. I will literally, even if I have to create a show, I will do it just for the jersey giveaway. You can ask, I can't remember his name, but he won a Ronald Acuna jersey shipped to his house.
Acuna.
Chef's kiss. So if you haven't done so, make sure you do that. Right?
Great job.
And again, most important thing, you have to be following Palazzo and you have to be following myself to win. So make sure you guys do that. And of course, obviously, everybody in the Palazzo universe, make sure you do that as well.
Got it. Hell yeah. Punctuated. Very good. Britton, anything you want to share, mention, any business notes, any shout-outs, any birthday wishes?
Yes, quick shout-out to On the Wire Podcast. The reason why I was late, I was recording with Kevin Tasting, friend of the pod. Govi, I know you've met Kevin out in Arizona. Mike V, hopefully one day we'll get you out there. But he and Adam Howe have a podcast called On the Wire. It's a fab show podcast that they do. For Pitcher List, and Adam was out working, so I was a guest. So please check that out. They publish it on Sunday. And the great news about that is I wrote down a lot of things that Kevin, who won like the TGFBI overall one year, I wrote down a bunch of players he said. So I'm going to pretend they're mine and not going to tell you and not going to do anything else. So that's the good news. So I got some early information for us. But shout out to Kevin Hastings. Great guy. It was a lot of fun. So I appreciated the opportunity to be on there.
Hell yeah. I've been on that show. Great guys. Love Adam. He's a Glarfer as well. And Kevin loves his Royals and is a diehard. That's great.
Hey, cool. Hey, Mike Govier, is Glarf the one that – y'all drafted like in Tiger Stadium or something crazy like
yeah,
that?
This year. Yeah. The one I didn't get to go to. It's a great reminder for me. But my hometown.
You live in Detroit.
What? I know. It was it's too complicated to even explain. I did everybody a favor by not showing up, I guess, because there was a possibility of like a sickness that I had been exposed to, and it would have been. It was just a bad break because it was my hometown. You're right. But that was Glarf. That is Glarf, the Great Lakes area, Roto Fantasy League, part of Earth, which has 12 leagues, I believe.
Yeah, your buddy Dr. Dave, didn't he run that?
Yeah, he's the one who really got Earth rolling, and he's a commissioner of Glarf as well. And eventually we'll just get Britain in Glarf. It doesn't really matter if you live in Great Lakes area anymore. It's just if you're cool and you want to party. It's about the live drafting experience for Glarf. I think above anything else, really. Because Lauren Auerbach's in there, and she lives in Virginia now. So.
Oh, yeah. If y'all have an opening in Glarf, let me know.
Oh, I'm waiting. I know, because I know you'll be there. All right. Anything else? No? Moving on? Growing up baby? Was that a movie or some TV show? The live chat is open. Please jump in and take advantage of it. And, of course, subscribe to YouTube, please. Just help it grow. We appreciate all the dedication. Let's move into leading off.
Good. Our first catch of the day.
All right, gentlemen, the floor is open on our catch of the day. Someone wants to let us know that Nick Kurtz has arrived.
If you guys are watching us on YouTube, I'm giving you the sexy eyes.
Ooh.
Nick Kurtz has finally arrived, gentlemen. His second walk-off home run. And I'm so pissed because I went to bed last night and was in the bottom of the ninth. And I said to myself, I got Kurtz is coming up, whatever. I went to bed and missed it. And I woke up and I was like, no effing way. He actually did it. I actually thought to myself, like, what if he actually hits another walk-off here? And he did. But he's got four home runs now over the last five games, guys. The K rate, it still looks bad, but it is down dramatically. Was it in the 40s? Now it's down to like 32. Whiff percentage is also still pretty high, but the power is legit. The power is for real. I want to ask you guys real quick, because I got this question a ton on Twitter, and I got two would you rathers here, okay?
Okay.
Nick Kurtz or Jack Caglione rest of season, who do you got, Britton?
I've got Nick Kurtz. I think he is not just a great hitter. I think he's in a great situation with the ballpark. You know, we've talked about it. Michael Govier knows how I feel about Sacramento, the Heat. Not the Phoenix Suns. No, wait a minute. The Miami Heat.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, is there like game seven for the NBA Finals tonight? Or
I think it's Sunday night.
Is it
Sunday, baby? Pacers game seven? Thunder. It's going to be a game seven. Do or die. I gotta watch that. That's okay. A rare moment.
That'll be fun. But so I like Nick Kurtz, Jack Cags. I can't pronounce his last name, and I don't want to elicit any wrath. Cagliano, I don't know. I apologize. Anyway, Jack Cags from Kansas City. I don't like the ballpark that he hits. Yeah. He's got the power to get through that, but that's fine. But Nick Kurtz has gone through it. Like he's made it. Like he's mm-hmm. been over that rookie wall. He climbed over. He did that thing, you know, with the rope, and you got to do that. Like he's done that. So yeah. I like Nick Kurtz going forward a lot. You know that the walk off from the other night was off a lefty hater. Josh mm-hmm. Hader. It wasn't pretty some. Impressive. Yeah, I mean, he's just good. So give me Nick Kurtz. What do you say, Govia?
Boy, I had a question from Troy over on Twitter. So shout out to Troy. Can't remember his last name. But he asked me, would you rather have Javi Baez or Jack Cags rest of season? Don't forget, we're calling him Jack Cags, guys. Remember, that's the new nickname. And I actually ended up going with Javi Baez, to my own amazement. I couldn't believe it. I looked it over, and I said, well, shit, Sheriff. I'm going with Javi Baez. But then Jack Cags has a double dong game. Makes me look like an ass. But other than that, I'm really concerned about Jack Cags' ground ball percentage and that mm-hmm. swing. He's hit the ball hard, but if he hit it in the ground, we all know the story there. We've seen it with, you know, Yandy Diaz and Vladimir Guerrero, blah, 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 blah. So I'm going Kurtz. I can't believe Kurtz is up to nine dongs now already. That was surprising for me to check in on that. So he's really taken off.
It's been pretty insane. And another question I want to get into really quick, since we're talking about Tigers, I got this question probably more than I've ever gotten today than I've ever, you know, than I'm ever going to get. A lot of people have this question.
Go Tigers.
Spencer Torkelson or Nick Kurtz, Britton, who do you got?
I love Torkelson. I do, but I'm going to give the edge to Nick Kurtz because of the ballpark. Torkelson, I'm so happy that he's had a resurgence. You know, he had that 27 home run that was basically backfilled through the second half of the season, and then got sent down to the minors. And then in spring training, they're like, are you going to make the team? This is a former number one overall, and he got through it. I love that about him. I wish him the best. But there's something about Nick Kurtz that he's just I don't know. I can't really put my finger up, but I like Nick Kurtz going forward, but I like them both. So what do you think, Govia? Yeah.
I think we're going too far here. Now, I don't even, you know, Spencer Torkelson would not have made the opening day roster if it wasn't for a couple injuries. He would That's not right, have made yeah. the opening day. I mean, he had the Verling. They had a whole bunch of injuries just pop up, and he took advantage of it. Now he's locked in. But it's really all power. And if Kurtz is more than power, that's a bonus. It really comes down to OBP here, because Torque, for all his power, he can't really carry an elite OBP or even an above average one. Mm-hmm. I think the better team context is the Tigers. Torque is ahead of the game. He's had more pains and groans and unfortunate situations already that he's learned from. Kurtz still has a lot to learn. So it seems like maybe Torque gets the edge ever so slightly. Ballpark at home is better for Kurtz, I admit that. But the Tigers are 48-28, man. I mean, they're awesome.
Go Tigers.
And Torque is a big part of that. So driving in runs won't be a problem because he's in the heart of that lineup. And he's hitting .227, as you see on our screen. So that's not fun. But I'm going to barely go Torque here in redraft.
Yeah, I this one's tough for me. And I did say Kurtz for me, but I wasn't dropping Kurtz. Or I wasn't dropping Torkelson for Kurtz. And a lot of people had asked me, like, hey, can I just flat out drop him? And I said no. So Kurtz gets it slightly for me here. I think they're very similar players. I think you're on something or two, Gov, with the OBP aspect of it. But the raw power from Kurtz is unreal. And the ballpark is the reason why I'm giving him the edge. The ballpark factor, both between those guys, home ballpark at least, and the weather with Athletics. But I'm very much like you. It's very, very close. So.
But, hey, but speaking of weather – first baseman power, Mike Talia for the Rockies. Three home runs in three games. The over-under tonight in Colorado, they're facing Arizona. Zach Gallen, who can't throw a strike to save his life, is 12. 12 is the Vegas over-under for runs scored in the Arizona-Colorado Rockies. Mike Talia has been hitting. He's back up. He got sent down. Now he's back. He's on a revenge tour, not an award tour. Shout out, Q-Tip, but on a revenge tour. Three home runs, three games. He took a walk yesterday, which is shocking. But Mike Talia, the first baseman for the Rockies, he plays against righties. He plays against lefties. He's going to play every day. They have like a six-game homestead. It's 100 degrees in Colorado. It's a huge baseball park. Mike Govia used to work there. Their mascot's name is Dinger.
Coors.
And Coors Light is delicious.
Todd Helton Burger Shack, baby. Shout out to Todd Helton Burger Shack, which I represented proudly in my time there at Coors Field. I don't know what it's called now because he's retired, but he is a Hall of Famer, I think, actually, right now.
You mean Todd Helton? Wait, where did he go to college? Oh, yeah.
Tennessee.
No balls.
Oh, cool. We got Tennessee. All right. I did not know that. That's fun. Let me respond to this here. Some reason all these Rockies just went ape shit during the week here. I kept looking at player pages, double dongs, Hunter Goodman, double dongs, even Talia or another. It was another guy. There was home runs everywhere on that team.
Ryan McMahon,
against Washington, they just crushed him. So yeah, it's going to be an offensive environment. I put Ryan Ritter in all my lineups today because shit. I mean, sounds good to me. They're at home, so let's party. Okay, whatever. What's
a lot
the other
of Rockies?
One? A lot of Rockies talk.
What's the other one? What?
Oh, you had is that it for the this?
Those are the two. This and that. Yeah. Just those. The other thing I wanted to talk about. I'm going to pivot here because I put something in the show sheet, but I want to talk about something else really quick. Did you guys see how the Dodgers and Padres game ended yesterday with Tatis getting hit and then Ohtani?
I heard about it.
I have a lot of thoughts on this. Go ahead, Mike V.
I just here's the thing. I don't care about the scuffle. I know Dave Roberts pushed Mike Schlitt or Schmidt, whatever the hell's last name is. I don't care.
Schilt.
About that. Yeah, Schilt. You guys ever tried Schlitz, by the way? Wasn't that a beer?
Yeah. You ever tried Blatz? I got a sign for that one.
No. Sorry, I'm getting off topic. I know they got into a little bit of scuffle. That's baseball, right? Like, I get it. Like, benches clear, all that good shit. I don't know if they were looking to hit Tatis. I think it's just one of those. They were trying to throw him in. They hit him in the hand. That's what it is, right? I don't know if I agree with going after Ohtani and going after him as well. I get it. Like, it's eye for an eye kind of thing. And Robert Suarez did get a 3-game suspension because of it. But I think it's, yeah, F's saying it here now. He's his petty beef. I think that's what it is. I don't necessarily, this game of baseball, really. But do you guys really think they were trying to hit Tatis when they were down 5-0 in the ninth? Like,
100%.
Here you go, Britton. Why? Someone's getting in your face in a live chat. Look at that.
100. There you go. 100% they hit Tatis. And the reason being is because the Padres hit Ohtani earlier in that game. And they also hit Ohtani in the other game. So when you hit our star player. And
I did not know that.
It's like the Hatfields and McCoys. Like, they hate each other and they've been feuding so much. No one even knows where it started or why. And it doesn't matter anymore, frankly. They just hate each other and they're going to keep feuding. So, like, they hit Ohtani twice. So the Padres hit Ohtani twice. So the Dodgers, and that was Jack Little on the mound, just got called up. You know, literally was in the minor leagues yesterday or the day before yesterday. So somebody told him to plunk Tatis, who's their star player. Andy Pages got plunked a couple times. I hate to say this. I actually think the Dodgers are in the right of all of this. The Padres have been throwing at Ohtani, who's like the nice, you know, he got hit on purpose. They told him. Like, the Padres are like the mean little brother, you know, like the Fritz and the Nutcracker.
Wow, dude.
And the Dodgers in this specific case are just, they're reacting. They're not acting. They're reacting to what's happening. Yeah. So Mike B, I watched it. It was hilarious. So Tatis gets plunked in the ninth inning of a 5-0 game. And the Dodgers end up scoring a couple runs after that. But anyway, so here comes Dave Roberts, the manager. And he's, you know, he's running out there as fast as he can. It's hilarious to come out there and start brawling. And I started laughing. I was like, there's Dave Roberts, some old geezer running out there like a madman. Like, he's a former player too, right? So, like, what's he going to do? Start beating up people? And I thought it was hilarious. Maybe. And then I was like, because Dave Roberts was like, I remember he was him as a player, kind of. And I was like, it wasn't that long ago. It wasn't like the 70s, you know. So he's only 53 years old. And it made me sad because I'm 48. And I looked at him, you know, running across that field. I was like, oh, there's old Grandpa Magoo coming out there to mix it up. Anyway, so.
This is one of my favorite GIFs, by the way. I don't know if you guys have seen this one before, where the guy just points at him and flicks him off right in the face. It's one of the best GIFs I've ever seen in my entire
life. That is hilarious. Yeah.
Wow. During a Padres game, the guy, you don't see it in here, but the Dodgers fan takes it like a champ. He's like, all right, and starts laughing about it. It's pretty funny. I just share that. It's
but see, if you're games. If you're the MLB commissioner, Manfred, you've got, because they don't play each other again until August, but you've got to talk or send a letter, do whatever they do to have their lawyers send a letter and say, look, okay, you've both made your points. You know, it's been settled on the field. The next person that hits Ohtani or Tatis, the two superstars of the league, people are getting suspended. I don't care who, I don't care right, wrong, up, down, black, white. I don't care about any of that. Under no circumstances do you hit Shohei Ohtani anymore. Like, I, you know, that something's got to be done. These are superstars, you know, so hopefully it's squashed, but we'll see.
Petty beef or beef patty? I go Jordy. I like the beef patty over the petty beef. I give two shits about all this. So when you guys are done, I'm ready to move forward. I just thought it was baseball.
I thought it was interesting.
No, you have to. Everyone wants to. It's a topical moment. I'm not saying that. I just don't care. Yeah. But like all that shit, that stuff is. I agree with Britain. Like, let's protect people so they can play and be out there and produce and do magical things. I don't want to see people get hurt, but I do like when dumb shit happens too. I could appreciate that.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into some of the show here. Where do you want to start here, Gov?
Let's just do the Ziggy and AJ annoying award of the week. Here we go.
You know they spray virus on beef rather than clean the rat shit out of the slaughterhouses?
God, it pisses me off every time I see that.
That face. I would say... I think... I'm going to say Rafi Devers is the most annoying player right now. I'm going to give it to him. I think there's a lot of people to blame in that situation. It's not just a simple, like, we got rid of this guy because he was a malcontent. You know, you signed Alex Bregman, apparently really didn't even, like, let him know, but you signed him to this massive contract. He's supposed to be the face of the franchise. But in the end, you know, you're a team guy. You can do something for the team. And I think he shit the bed on that one. So now that he's departed San Francisco, I just wanted to say... Devers, you could have played first base. It wouldn't have been that big a deal. I mean, the Red Sox are in the wrong, too, but...
Yeah. He's going to play first base for the Giants, too. Did you see that quote that he said?
Exactly. I'm ready to go. Yeah. Yeah. I'll do whatever I need to do.
Yeah. But he said, it's not my fault that people get hurt. I don't want to play first base because they would have made me play elsewhere, too. That's what he said when he was in Boston, but now he wants to play first base for the Giants. So
more petty beefs.
You know that's tonight, right? The Boston Red Sox are at San Francisco tonight. I can't wait. That's going to be a great game.
That's what if right.
Devers gets, what if Devers, they go headhunting on Devers there in the first
I don't think so. I don't think the players hold any ill will towards Devers whatsoever for Boston.
Although, that would be my guess. It's funny. The GM went in there to talk about the trade, and none of them cared, apparently. I think it was the Jeff Passan report. The GM went into the locker room to tell and let them all know that Rafi Devers had been traded. They were like, hey, we don't care. Let's just
get out of here. Go back to your office.
Get out of here. Yeah. And they didn't care. So.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. I agree with that take, Gof. But at the end of the day here, too, I think you said it best. Both parties were at fault here. I think Boston handled it poorly as well. Like, you keep your superstar player happy. I get Britton's point with it, too. Like, you get paid to play. You should go out there and play. I get it. But at the end of the day, too, he's supposed to be the face of the franchise. They got rid of Mookie Betts at the time and made Rafi Devers the dude in Boston. So the thing with the Devers thing that I'm still appalled by, I get that Boston doesn't owe him any more money. They literally got nothing for him, which still blows my mind. You could literally wrap shit in tinfoil. I don't care. They got nothing for Devers. I don't care.
Well, Kyle Harrison's not nothing.
No. He's a 4 or 5 starter. I don't think he's anything that's going
we disagree on that. Okay.
Yeah. No, the biggest trade piece was $300 million. That was the trade. Right. It wasn't about any 100%. Players. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. I just don't know if it was enough of a return. I'm not saying Bryce Eldridge should have been in the deal. I'm not saying that. I just thought something a little bit more packaged with maybe a Kyle Harrison and some money. I get it, but I'm still just baffled by that.
Well, they need more lefty starters, and Kyle Harrison could be a number 3 starter in this league. But, you know, if you get that contract off the books, you get Harrison, you also get Tibbs, sure. you also got Hicks. I mean, there's a bunch of players that they can fit into their system, and they already got a shitload of arms, but they did need a lefty. I don't know. I mean, I don't hate it, but there's a lot of complications, like I said. It's not just like a thing in a vacuum. All these variables come together leading to this moment. And, you know, it starts with Mookie Betts being traded, which was insanity. And then they signed Devers in a panic move because everybody was so pissed. And they signed him this $300 million mega contract because they need a new face of the franchise. So it just goes, it never just starts here. It always starts with something else, you know?
You don't sign Mookie Betts, but you sign Trevor Story.
Like, I know. Hey, it's so
what's
dumb.
Happening? What's happening?
Watch it.
So, that's right, Mike, Trevor Story guy on the show here. But, you know, I'm kind of screwing around with Devers. Let me give a real one here. I'll give you CES. CES goes on this home run tear for the Reds like 10 days ago, has a great weekend, and then he hasn't done dick for me. So now I'm annoyed as hell at CES, Christian Encarnacion Strand.
Yeah, I get that. I'm with you on that,
and too. And you know who's coming back, right, to the Cincinnati Reds? Mike V special player last year, hyping him up all summer long. Gotta get him.
Yep.
And then he gets off the suspension, hits two home runs. Mike V's taking a victory lap around Paris like the Germans in 1942. And what happens? He goes on the biggest slump ever. But Nolvi Marte for the Reds is back, baby. And I think you got to get him. He has a clear path at third base to get every day plate appearances. So I'm down with Nolvi Marte picking him up anywhere I can. What do y'all think?
He was playing before he got hurt. He was off to a really good start this season. So I don't disagree with that at all, especially in that ballpark with Great American. So here's a good question from F. Ronnie Mauricio or Christian Encarnacion Strand.
What has Mauricio done so far?
Not much. He started off pretty hot. It's kind of cooled off since. I'm going to go CES here, F. And it really depends on what you need to. Like, if you need more power, I'd go CES. But if you need the stolen bases.
Ew.
Yeah, he hasn't been good.
Look at his face. His face defines it. Look.
He's like, that's how we feel about it. It's like he just looked at his own stats. He's like, oh, really?
That's my stat line? Shit. Yeah. Oh, wow.
You pick up Brooks Lee, man. You don't need Ronnie Mauricio.
They're slipping. They've struggled. The Mets got swept, I believe, right? They've slipped recently, too. So they don't have time for Mauricio to screw around. They could demote him for sure. And I thought that maybe, you know, I remember the Twitter conversation when he got called up. I was like, OBP leagues, I cannot do him at all, but I could see some potential in redraft if you need power and speed. But I wasn't saying that he's going to be a bust at all, but there was some hesitancy that Mauricio would just take off and fly. So
I was sitting shotgun right next to you on that boat with Ronnie Mauricio. So,
and both his home runs were at Coors. Good point, Star Platinum. So, Coors. Shit, that's even worse. That's not great. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. This is Theodore from Alabama Chipmunks. You're listening to my favorite fantasy baseball podcast, the Barranco Podcast. Okay. Two L's, two Z's.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
One guy I wanted to quickly talk about for the most annoying player, Kevin Gausman, will go out and look great. Will go out and look great one outing, and then walk out the next outing and look like absolute shit, like completely different player. So it's been a tale of two cities. Shout out Charles Dickens, right?
Brittany? Oh, London and Paris, like that. Love it.
It's been a tale of two cities with Kevin Gausman. I still am holding him just because I still think he's got some K's left in the tank. He's got a lot of red here, which is good, but he was terrible yesterday. The ERA is really the only thing left to be desired. 4.6, yuck. And just couldn't get anybody out. The thing with Kevin Gausman, guys, and I was watching majority of that game, when he gets in trouble, it just literally sinks his ship. And he hit one guy, and then he was all over the plate, and he was rolling before that. And I'm thinking to myself, like, God damn, man, turn the page, get over it, get to the next batter, and let's go, right? But when he's hot and when he's rolling, he's impossible to hit, as we've seen already a couple times this year with that. I think it's a splitter that he throws. That it's money, but when it's off, he's got a really tough time getting people out. So. That's who I wanted.
Good luck
to
with all that, man. I never.
I have a lot of shares.
No, I mean, Gausman's a guy that has shoved it in my face in certain years over the last five, but I've never trusted him. So I've missed the boat when he's been really good, and I luck out when he's not so great. And that's just the way it is with Kevin Gausman. But What about you want to do Give Me Two, One and One?
Yeah, let's do that.
Utah.
Plotso Podcast.
Give Me Two.
Two L's, two Z's. One hitter, one pitcher, or whatever you want. You got two hitters, you got two pitchers, guys. Nobody cares here. There's no real rules. It's a free-for-all here on the Plotso Podcast. I'll start. Willy Abreu is back off the IL for the Boston Red Sox. He's right back in the number five spot in that lineup. Even doesn't matter that Roman Anthony's here. He's going to DH at worst-case scenario. He's still very much a part of this team. So I just wanted to mention him as a hitter. Got to get him in there. This guy was hitting well, and then he went on the IL, but he was struggling before he went on the IL, and I believe that was probably due to the injury he was already suffering from.
Yeah, I like Willy Abreu as well. I have him in one of my leagues. My only concern with him, too, is Alex Cora loves him some Rob Ref Snyder. So I do think there'll be some times where he sits he'll be on the strong side of the platoon, but I definitely think his bat will be in the lineup now a little bit more so than it was before when Rafi Devers was there. But now that he's gone, you got to have Abreu in there to get some pop in your lineup, especially with that short porch and right. So, but I do think there'll be some times where he'll sit to Rob Ref Snyder's favor.
And what Chris Campbell demoted.
Yeah. So he's out of the mix. Any strong thoughts on Willy Abreu there, Britton?
I love Willy Abreu. Not a great defender, but good enough. So when Campbell got demoted, that's in order to make a spot for Willy Abreu. Yeah. So obviously they think a lot of him and he's going to play. So I think that's a great call.
Yep. One guy I wanted to talk about from the pitching department, and I want to bring him up because he's a fan favorite of the show here. Ryan Pepiot.
Oh,
gentlemen. Ryan Pepiot has looked phenomenal recently. And continues to build upon those starts. I know we were all pretty skeptical with the weather in Tampa, not Tampa, wherever they're playing their home games at now in the AAA ballpark for the Yankees. But he's been one of the best pitchers over the last month in baseball, 2-1 with a 1.62 ERA, 37 strikeouts, struck out 11 guys against my O's, 9 the game before that and 8 before the game before that. So I'm a big Ryan Pepiot guy. The whip is at 0.75 over the last month. And Britton, I know that's probably near and dear to your heart. Do you have any shares of Ryan Pepiot this year? Or are you completely out on the Rays this year going into draft season?
You know what? I don't have any shares of Ryan Pepiot this year. We've been talking about him for years. He came over in a trade. Wouldn't the Dodgers love to have Ryan Pepiot right about now? Mm-hmm. But they don't. Ryan Pepiot has been probably the best hitter in Major League Baseball in the month of June. He makes hitters think that they slept on a urine-stained mattress.
The piss missile.
That's how good he's been. He's elite.
Yep. There it is. Look at that. Yeah, good job,
Andy. I have no idea where that came from. It's been
who cares?
Yeah, it does
I do want to – I just want to – Got to call you out here. Abreu did win the Gold Glove last year, so
he
can't be that bad of a defender. I didn't even think about that. So thanks. We'd like to keep the record straight. Thanks, Uncle Ted. Fair enough.
Yeah, fair. Good call, Uncle Ted. Good to see you. Hey, Uncle Ted, shout out. I went and saw a Nashville Sounds game last night. Ernesto Martinez Jr. was in the lineup. Ooh. And from Cuba, Uncle Ted, a player, prospect for the Milwaukee Brewers in AAA Nashville. And it's his birthday today. Double shout out, Ernesto Martinez Jr.
Big boy, huh?
Yeah. Large man, yes.
Large man, yes. He did not make our, sadly, he did not make on the prospect show Monday night the all dream team for the NL Central prospect lineup. He did not make the team.
He didn't look good at the plate. sorry, Uncle Ted.
Is there a guy that that you wanted to talk about? we talked about a hitter from Gove, a pitcher for me. Is there a hitter or a pitcher you want to talk about?
Couple hitters. Mike Tolia is number one. If you want power with Colorado, he's going to play every day. He's going to hit home runs. Number two, Giancarlo Stanton. I don't know if y'all noticed, but he's back for the Yankees. And he hit a home run. And you look at the hard hit metrics. He hits the ball just as hard as he ever did. Looks like Ben Rice is going to be a bench player now. Forget Ben Rice's hot start. Yeah. Forget Ben. Yeah. Look, they're going to play Stanton at DH. They just are. And he hits in a lineup, and it's 318. To that porch. So Giancarlo Stanton and Mike Tolia would be my two power pickups. But I mentioned this earlier, and I want to bring it up again. Brooks Lee for the Twins, the Minnesota Twins. Royce Lewis has gone on the IL. So Brooks Lee, who was a prospect of note for a while, is going to be the primary third baseman for the Twins. They have a seven-game week coming up. All right, so he's also second base, short, and third base eligible. And he's got a wicked hit streak. It's like last 10 games he's had 13 hits. Do the math on that. That's a lot of hits. But three home runs. He's not going to steal a lot of bases, but he looks like a player that's kind of, post-hype draft, situation. Brooks Lee for the Twins. I really like him. I also like first baseman Nolan Shanwell.
Great job.
Nolan Shanwell, also last 10 games, 13 hits, two home runs, two stolen bases. Nolan Shanwell was just drafted in the 2023 draft as a first rounder for the Angels. And he bats second every day in front of Trout, in front of Taylor Ward. Taylor Ward's in one of the hunts for leading MLB in home runs. Zach Neto bats leadoff. So I really like Nolan Shanwell for a corner infield spot. And like I said, he just got drafted in 2023. Like, he's going to grow. I think he's just going to get better. A .277 batting average, along with two home runs, two stolen bases, past 10 games. He kind of gives you Paul Goldschmidt vibes in his prime at first base. And I noticed this too, looking him up on Roster Resource. There are six first round draftees in the starting lineup for the Angels. Mike Govier, can you tell me their names? Obviously, Shanwell is one.
Yeah, Shanwell, Adele, Neto. Is Christian Moore in the lineup?
Correct. Christian Moore's in the lineup. He's batting ninth.
Right. Yeah. That's the last four. Three?
Yeah.
Mike Trout?
Mike Not Trout, 2009.
He was a first-round pick. And then Logan Ohapi?
No, he was a trade. Where was Taylor Ward? Was he from Houston? I can't remember.
Philly.
Okay. Philly.
That's five out of six. What's the six? You got one? Go ahead, Mike.
Taylor Ward. That's correct.
Yeah.
Really?
In 2019, wow. First round pick.
Good Taylor Ward guy. Another guy I wanted to talk about really quick, gentlemen, if I could, and I won't beat a dead horse, but I don't think enough people are talking about the season that Eugenio Suarez is having for the Arizona Diamondbacks. This guy was the 15th third baseman off the board, and I believe after last night, he's second in MLB in RBIs, only behind Pete Alonso.
Yep.
And he gets a friendly home matchup or at Colorado matchup coming up. He gets three games at Colorado, and then next week he goes to the White Sox. So,
yeah, but he could be suspended, though. Remember that. Chad mentioned that earlier in the chat. Yeah,
Eugenio Suarez?
He's appealing, I believe. Oh, never mind. I'm stoned. That was Robert.
Yeah, you're thinking of the pitcher.
I'm stoned, man. I just smoked a huge fucking J. I don't know where I am, man.
Yeah. But I get it. A lot of people are kind of like, and especially in points leagues where he strikes out a lot, maybe a low batting average, not necessarily as valuable as compared to Roto and to head-to-head cats. But he's hitting .281 over the last month, guys, and he's already up to 22 home runs. I think he has a real shot at hitting 40 and 110. That's what he's on pace for.
And yet, Mike V is trying to trade him with all his might in his home league.
Nobody wants him.
So Mike V talking up Eugenio Suarez, I don't know what's going on here. Like, are you that Jim Cramer guy that talks up stocks, or whatever?
No.
But hit a bunch of buttons going ape shit. Yeah.
Hear me out. So the guy that I was trying to trade with, I wanted Robert Suarez for him. And this was like 2 weeks ago. He's like, there's no way in hell. He hit me back up. And then he's like, I want to keep Suarez, but I'll give you Camilo Duvall instead. And I turned it down. I said, 2 weeks ago, I may have done that. Now, no. So I have him in a lot of leagues, Eugenio Suarez. But 15th third baseman, I was looking at his ADP when I was writing my notes this morning. That seems a little low, no? Like, is he really is third base just super deep? Like, for a guy that hits 30, he's pretty consistent. Like, we talked about in the beginning of the season, he's like the Cal Raleigh of third basemans. Like,
30 to 100 with a 230, yeah. 240 average. Like, he was pretty consistent for years now. I mean, that's what you know what you're getting out of him. Good home ballpark for a team that scored the most runs in baseball last year. I felt that that was a little – I don't know why.
Well, so many answer this question. Who's going to hit more home runs between these two dudes?
Eugenio Suarez. Rest of season. Or he's talking about, like, overall at the end of the year, who we got? Or are we talking about from here on out?
Probably from here on out would be my guess.
Okay. Who has more home runs rest of season? Yeah, go ahead. You frame it however you want.
Yeah, Suarez.
Okay. Yeah, these are the currently, if we look at the preseason rankings of third baseman here, you got all your studs at the top. Junior Caminero's ahead. Chaz Chisholm, our pal. Austin Riley, who someone mentioned in the chat earlier, was concerned about Austin Riley. We could try to address that maybe. Jordan Westberg, Brendan Donovan. Oh, come on.
Michael Junior Garcia. Caminero on that list has hit 17 home runs and what?
Yeah.
5 bases. He's a legit breakout. I'd rather have Junior Caminero, frankly, but more than Kurtz or Suarez.
I don't know how accurate this is. I don't know how accurate this is because it says Jorge Polanco was up here at 130 in the preseason. No, whatever. That's stupid. But I get your point, Mike. I do.
Yeah, I'm very, very big on Suarez. And Britton, to your point, I'm now not trading him because I was talking to the guy earlier today.
That's right.
So I said that his price tag has gone up now, buddy. This is a good professional development thing here, too. You got to take a shot. The reason why I was going after this guy, too, is because it was a good trade because I address a team need for him in our categories league. He's dead last in all of the major hitting categories, but he's first in pitching. So I said, hey, I need a closer. You need some offense. And he was like, Mike, I just don't want to trade you a closer, man. I was like, I love Suarez, but I don't want to give it to you.
So. Thank God he didn't make that deal.
Right.
Yeah. Sometimes the best trades are the ones that don't
happen.
Yeah, that don't get accepted. Yeah.
Well
said. You're way better off with Eugenio.
Hey, a couple live home run updates nobody cares about. Augustin Ramirez just hit a home run.
Hey, Gus.
And for Britton, I just got this live update on my phone. Look who just hit a dong. Luis Robert with
this
multi-home run, 447-foot rip.
Oh, thank goodness. What's he up to?
Robert is heating up. He's playing much better over the last 2 weeks. He is. Robert's actually a guy that if you made a trade to acquire him, you are benefiting right now. And maybe enough to get him traded to the Phillies, which Mike Virginia's fantasy dream is that Luis Robert will be traded to the Phillies. So maybe this is the year.
I want him to go somewhere. I just don't want him to be with Chicago. I think once he gets a Pinger senior, that'll do him some well. But he's still only hitting 193 in the year. The cool thing about Robert, I agree with Britton. Like, he got dropped in a couple of my leagues. He got dropped in my home league, and no one's picked him up. But I imagine that'll change here after today's game if he continues to play well. He's got 22 stolen bases here, guys. which is good. Like, he's running, that's good. So if he goes to another team and can maybe increase the homers, like, I still think he has a shot at maybe going 2020. Britton, what do you think about that?
He's got a shot. I hear you, but
bet he does.
Mike V, what you have to I think consider is that they've been trying to trade him for years.
Very true.
No one wants him. If they wanted him, they would, like, literally, like, it's not within a month or two they've been, you know, calling up people. It's been a hard pass from all of the other teams. I don't know that that's going to change with one game, but I guess
not after one game, of course not. But do you think it more, and again, I'm generally asking this because I don't know. Do you think it had more so to do with the fact that his price tag was a little too high and that teams didn't want to pay that? So maybe the price wasn't right?
His contract isn't crazy, I don't think. It's
maybe the prospects they wanted back for him, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Could be.
We'll see. All right, so we got to fine tune this bad boy. We'll skip that. Let's do a quick hold or fold real fast, Mike. So pick the one you want to really go for it. Give it to me.
Okay. Since we won't be the dead horse here. Let's do the first one. Yeah, we already talked about two of the other guys. Matt McClain, guys, we're going to revisit that, okay? I know we've talked about it enough on the show. Gove and I have been in on him all season long.
He's almost to 200. He's this close to 200, man, and he was at 179, so he's making progress.
So, Gove, I would assume you're still holding here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm never giving up here. This is the longest hold I can remember of recent fantasy seasons. Between him and Michael Harris, I'm just crashing with the ship. But Harris, who showed a couple flashes of power maybe last week, McClain is showing consistency, hit a home run here and there, and is hitting that average up. He'll eventually hit this year probably around 230.
Okay. Yeah, I still am holding in 12 teams and deeper. Britton, what do you think? What are you doing here? Holder and folder on Matt McLean? Or have you been? I think you've been out on him for a while now, right?
100%. He's been terrible all year. and I realized that he's shown flashes. They're batting him ninth, Mike. Yeah. Do you know that? Like,
yep, I do.
Something's wrong, and I don't know. Look, if you want to hold him, I totally get it. Put him on your bench and see what happens. But there's so many other players that can help your team right now. Like, essentially, anyone from Colorado, Mike Talia, Tyler Freeman is DHing and batting second for the Rockies. Brooks Lee, Nolan Shanwell. Like, there's so many other players that can actually – like hit at the top of the order and provide stats. At some point, you just got to Queen Elsa this Mike McLean thing.
Last 2 weeks, look at this. You know, 400 OBP, 8 run score. He's playing well. He's playing better.
All right. Hey, I hear you. Yeah,
I hear you.
Maybe it's he's turned it around. I don't know.
All right. Look, I know we waited too long. I dumped all my Spencer Steer, I said, last Sunday. I finally said farewell. I understand when you got to move on. You know, and then Spencer Steer hit a home run this week, stole a bag, and I'm like, shit. Yeah. You know, but Yeah, I know. It's classic, but I have to live with it. But I say, if you held Matt McLean, stick with it now at this point for sure, because it's going to get better. It's getting better now.
Not committed.
And if you want to try to acquire him, it might have been last. Maybe this is a week. If I would say, still an opportunity to acquire him. I do, because the Reds are creeping up now. They're over 500. They're playing better. The Cardinals are coming back to earth. They're in the mix.
What do y'all think about acquiring or going to add Jerks and Profar for the Atlanta Braves? His suspension comes up in July 2nd, I think, something like that. Yep.
I have no interest personally. I'm out. I'll just say that.
Yeah, the notes have read that as soon as he's eligible to be activated, he will, and he's going to bat second, has been the story. So if you want to gamble, I think that's a gamble to take. Go ahead and get Profar. And
I've seen post-PED returns, Jorge Polanco, Tatis, Marte. We've seen this not go well. We see those guys play better eventually, but right away, I'm going to stay out. And if he proves me wrong, then I'll have to live with it.
Yeah, I think for me, I'm in just as a flyer aspect of it, because hitting second in the Braves in front of guys like Acuna and Austin Riley and Matt Olson hitting behind you. I think I said this last show. I think I said it on Sunday. I don't think we're talking about Yerkes and Profar Padres days, but I definitely still think it can be valuable and this year for sure. Still. So take him as a flyer. You got to hold him for a couple more weeks. You know, like Britton said, he's not playing till July. So you got at least another solid 2 weeks before he's activated. So, but yeah, I like that. Fantasy Sports wants to know, should he drop Ozzie Albies for Matt McLean in redraft points? I would not do this. I would hold Ozzie Albies. He looked better in that Mets series. I know he had a couple of bleeders, but he also had a hard hit down the right field line, got a triple out of it. I think we still have yet to see the best from the Braves. I'm still going Ozzie Albies here. But Gove, I know you're a McLean guy. What are you doing here?
I mean, Albies is not showing signs of life that much either. So, and I think these guys are kind of similar, though we've seen more power career-wise from Albies. So if you're feeling it, man, go for it. Why not? But eventually both these guys will have better results.
Yeah. Britton, strong thoughts here. Albies, we already know you're Adam McLean. Sorry, I assume you're going to Albies.
Yeah, I like Ozzie Albies. From beautiful Curacao. Which was a Dutch island until they regained their independence. But
Blue Curacao.
Can you name two other major leaguers from the island of Curacao? Either
Xander. Is Xander Bogaerts?
I don't
know. He's from Aruba or Bruta. He's from one of those other ones. Damn it. Yeah, he's right next door.
Curacao. Yerkes and Profar, right?
What are the odds that, I mean, it's a teeny tiny island that Yerkes and Profar and Ozzie Albies are on the same team from that teeny tiny little island.
Dominican Republic is small, and there's a shitload of players that come from there. You're right. It's crazy. Yeah. They love
baseball. Andrelton Simmons was also from Curacao.
The great glove never could hit.
And I want to say Andrew Jones, the Braves.
This one, whatever. Just do T-Ward. Why not?
T-Ward for me, too. Britton,
T-Ward or Profar there, my friend?
T-Ward, 100%.
There we go. All right. Let's get into the meat of the show here, guys, and what we're talking about. I know it's been an hour on the top since we started talking about the actual theme of today's show, but I want to get into the what we know for sure in 2025. And what we're talking about here is something we feel very, very confident, very strongly about, like, hey, this is definitely happening.
So strongly we'll drink with our pinky sticking out like this because like we are so elite that we know everything.
You have to drink tea with your pinky out, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go first here, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go first here. And this is not necessarily a hot take here either, because I think a lot of people in the industry were in on him in draft season, including myself. And a lot of us, I think all of us on this show were in on him as well. Brandon Lau of the Tampa Bay Rays. The season's here, guys. It took him a little while to get going. But the dude is going to finish as a top five second baseman if he can stay healthy. He might even finish number one. He leads all second basemen in home runs now. And I think he's close to 20 right now. So
15.
He's terrible against left-handed pitching, but came in. I think he's only hitting like sub 100 against lefties, which is obviously not good. But he's one of their best players, arguably the best behind Junior Caminero. So I really do strongly feel this way. I think he finishes as a top three second baseman if he stays healthy. I really do think that, especially with a 260 average. If that continues to hold, it's a lock. So
great job.
I'm locking that in. Lock me in, Gove. I'm going top three second baseman if health stands true there, Brandon Lau.
Well, yeah, that was one of Mike's preseason picks. So well done, Mike Virginia nailed it.
He was consistent. Wait a minute.
Oh, Britton wants to get in on this too.
He was in on him as well. He was in on him as well. No, what were you
saying? I was a Brandon Lau guy, and you kind of adopted.
Oh,
that's all was, I'm going to say.
No. He was. Yes, that is true. We shared that sentiment. But go back and check. I got receipts. Go back and look at my notes.
We do record every show.
He was my first recommendation that I put on my must haves.
I know, and we recorded before that.
Did we?
Oh yeah.
We're gonna have to go back and check the dates on that.
Well, yeah, you're right. We were both on him. I totally agree. He's actually been paying off because we were like, you know, ballpark opportunity. So yeah. No, I'm kind of serious, but not that serious. But
yeah, that, well, was I'm, on.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh no, nothing. I was going to say, you know,
Victory Lap Certified.
Victory Lap Certified. You know, I was big preseason, like when we were in Arizona and did the podcast about all the athletics hitters I wanted, especially lefty hitters. But now, like in Denver, it's 100 degrees. The summer over under is 12. Vegas makes money. The casinos in Las Vegas make trillions of dollars all the time. And when they put out an over-under, that's 12. That's a big number. And that's because they know that in Colorado, at that stadium with the elevation and the heat, the ball flies. So I know that you want all the rando Colorado hitters like Mike Talia, Tyler Freeman, Ritter, anybody in a Colorado home game getting a piece of that 12 over under. I believe it, and it's not just me. It's Vegas, baby. Have you been to Las Vegas?
Oh, yeah, I have, yes.
it's a lot of money. So when they say 12 over under, I believe them. So I think I want all Colorado hitters, especially if it's Daly's League, obviously, and you know they're in Colorado. So I'm all about it. What do you think, Michael Gobier?
Sounds good to me, my friend. I could support that. Let's party. For me, I want people to know that Jacob Lopez is for real. Rest of season, this is a legit thing that can happen. It's not just a fluke. And he's doing it. He's done it twice at that Bozo Park, kind of almost three times at his crazy Sutter Health Park nightmare. He dominated the Phillies. He just dominated the Astros. He's striking out a lot of guys. He's not just striking out like six or seven. He's hitting almost 10 multiple times here already. And he made a change. Something changed here. He was with the Rays, and he started to show a change in the minors where he was starting to miss more bats. And then he comes over to the Athletics, and he's continued to do that. And I was buying in on the fact because his Sierra coming into Wednesday start against Houston was at 3.66. And that was a run lower than his 4.80 ERA. So that told me something like, okay, had a few bad breaks maybe. And then looking at the Ks, with 40 Ks and 30 innings coming into Wednesday's start as well, a lot of it told me that this guy actually has something. It's not just a fluke. Sometimes it's hard to know with these guys who come out of nowhere. You're like, is this trash? Okay, sometimes you have one great start. But he's done it more than once now against some pretty solid lineups in a tough park to pitch in. So I'm thinking that Jacob Lopez is a must-roster pitcher rest of season. And maybe we'll look back in a month and be like, remember when Govier said that stupid shit about Jacob Lopez? What an idiot. And that's fine. I'll live with that because I've done it before. But I'm just pro Jacob Lopez. I truly believe, I know for sure that Jacob Lopez is going to be a difference maker rest of season. He's still widely available all over the place. So it's a great time to try to snatch him up. I know that whip's at 1.44, but you got to take out some of these blow-up starts. There was a couple bogus outings that did happen. So yeah. I'm believing in what I'm seeing, even though this all looks kind of blue.
Since May 23rd, on May 23rd against the Phillies, he went 8 Ks against the Phillies, 0 against the Blue Jays. He got blown up by them. 9 Ks against the Twins, 5 Ks against the O's, 9 Ks against the Royals, 9 Ks against the Astros. So, yeah, Uncle Ted's got it up on the screen here, too. So, Ks look for real. I think he needs to obviously get away from those blow-up starts and get deeper into games because, you know, before yet last start and the other start in June, in the very beginning of June, he only made it like four innings and then 4 1/3. So definitely needs to get a little deeper into games there. And worth noting that he wasn't originally a starter heading into the season. So he's a new starter. He was only pitching, long relief. So they've inserted him into the rotation. So
he's not a child. He's 27 years old, too. So he's not like some newcomer who's got a lot to learn. He's been around. So maybe the advancement's already there. Very interesting.
And his prom.
There you go.
That's right.
All right. I know we have on the show sheet here, guys, a feud. Britton, do you have a feud that we want to get into, some family feud here?
Can I do my pitchers real quick?
Oh, sure. Sorry. Yes, please.
All right. Michael McGreevy is a starting pitcher for the St. Louis Cardinals, and he had a spot start because of a doubleheader. 5 innings pitch, 1 earned run, 1 walk, 5 Ks. He's there. He's the Cardinals' best pitching prospect. Katie Wu is a beat reporter, and she texted after his start, which was great. And he was in line for the win, but of course he left. It was like 5-1, and then he ended up losing 6. Anyway,
I streamed him too, Britton. I streamed him, and I was so pissed that I didn't get that win.
I it's effing relievers. You know what do you do?
Yeah.
But anyway, McGreevy looked great. So the beat reporter wrote that. So the Cardinals' next day off is July the 3rd. So she thinks that he's going to get another spot start to kind of, give the starters a break. And it's going to be June the 24th, somewhere in that area. If you look at Mike McGreevy's starts, these are spot starts. His first one was against the Mets. It was awesome. Like, he just gets results done. So that's Mike McGreevy for the Cardinals. I really like picking him up because he's just a good pitcher, and he's probably available because he's not listed on the rotation, but I think he's worth picking up. Ooh, and hey guys, I was looking at the new scroll, and I saw Red starting pitcher Wade Miley on the IL. I got excited. I said, "Is it Chase Burns time?"
Wrong Chase.
Wrong Chase.
A different Chase.
Different Chase. Connor Phillips got called up.
Chase Petty got called up.
Chase Petty is apparently getting called up. But Chase Burns. So Chase Petty and Chase Burns are two different pitchers. But Chase Burns is the best pitcher prospect in minor leagues. Like, not Andrew Painter, in my opinion. Bubba Chandler, your star's on the with your walks. It's Chase Burns. And so, but he didn't get called up, but they did put him on what they call the taxi squad. So you literally envision, like, he gets in and there's that Poindexter guy that sings hot, 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 from Scrooge. And they put
David Johansen.
That's it. And so they put him in.
Last year or this year. Rest in peace.
RIP. So he's on, Chase Burns is on the taxi squad. He's like a Jacob Mizrowski stud like Logan Henderson, like in that vein. So he's on the taxi squad, which means, you know, if anything else happens, he's getting called up. I think he's the number one prospect in baseball. He's really good. So I would add him as like a prospect, which I don't think we ever add prospect guys to the bench, pitching prospects, but other than like Bubba Chandler, Andrew Painter, but Chase Burns for the Reds is, I think, even above that. So,
okay.
He's so good.
Yeah. See what you guys think.
Let me mention just a quick hitters, things I still know. I know for sure, Mike, and that is that Mackenzie Gore very possibly could end up being a Cy Young winner this year in the NL. I'm not ruling that out. He's got his ERA under 3 now, and we're in late June here, 2.88. Guy's pitching great. It might be tough to win a Cy Young on the Washington team, which we all love, but Mackenzie Gore is a stud. He's going to finish as a top 10 SP this year. I feel like sure of that. Yeah, I feel very sure of that. I also feel very sure that Augustin Ramirez is going to hit more home runs than Adley Rutschman this year.
Ooh,
so I'm going to lock that in too.
And, I do that.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Of course you do. Yeah. I mean, when the ship's going down, just burn it. You know, just light that son of a bitch up, right?
The O's have been playing better recently. I just don't think that. Adley's not necessarily a home run guy. He's a line drive guy. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So maybe
Mike V, Charlie Morton has actually been pitching well recently.
He's back.
Look at his last 4 starts. You know, if you're in a deeper league, take a little peek. Take a little peek at Charlie Morton.
No, not even take a peek. You should have added him already because he did that in Tampa Bay his last start, Britton. At Tampa Bay, that's a tough place to pitch right now. 6 innings, 7 Ks. 10 Ks, was it 12 Ks? Double-digit Ks in the last start before that. Morton's back. He's a guy who knows how to pitch. He just lost his way this year. I don't know whatever happened, but he's back.
Of course. We're not talking 10-team, 12-team, obviously, sure. But in deeper leagues, Charlie Morton's been kind of playing well. So, you know, I kind of like him. And like you said, the Orioles are playing better too. And you know, it all feeds together.
If there's one thing to summarize the O's season, we just put that banner that Charlie Morton is pitching better, right? Like, that summarized the O's season.
Look at the last 30 days, 34 Ks, 26 innings, 4 wins, 2.42 ERA. The whip is a little high at 1.35, but that's blown out of 1 start. 4 of his last 5 starts here have been good. Look at this. The 1 start was at the A's, which we all know. He still struck out 5 and 2 and a third, but that's at Sutter Nightmare Park. But the other 4, 6 innings, 6 and 2 thirds, 5 innings, 10 Ks, 6 innings, 7 Ks. So it looks pretty good. It does.
Yeah. Waiver wire pitchers, what are you going to do? I mean, he's, you know. Right.
Well, I mean, that's it. You know, these other guys like Jansen Junk and him. I love Jansen Junk. He's a guy that's getting in the rotation now from Miami. So Jansen Junk's going to be in that rotation barring injury rest of the season, and he's going to be a rock solid SP. So those are things.
Bet you do, Panama Red.
That's right. I really do feel like
I bet you would, Panama Red.
I really know those. I know those two for sure. I feel confident in those. So I just want to get those on the record. And I appreciate everybody watching and listening to our show. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Get trusted. Yes, you can. Come on. What are you talking about?
Utah. Give me 2.
All right.
That public enemy.
Public enemy. You know.
Get trusted. Nice.
Do we have a feud today or did you not get around to it?
I'm sorry. I didn't see it.
Oh, that's okay. We'll do it next time.
Let's do it next time.
Yeah, we'll have a feud another day. That'll do it then. I guess that's a wrap, fellas.
That's a wrap. Make sure you guys check us out this Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern for the fabulous Waiver Wire show. Get ready for the week to come. Maybe Charlie Morton makes that list there. So just a little... did we forget Charlie Morton threw 610 pitches on a broken leg? I didn't even know he did that, so... there's that. So make sure you guys check us out 1 p.m. Eastern. Fabulous Waiver Wire show. Myself, Michael Govier, Britton Allen, 2 T's, 2 L's. Make sure you guys follow us on all the socials, get in the Discord, all that good stuff. You guys know what to do. Tell your friends. We would love it. Any parting words before we head out of here, Britton?
Greg Weissert for the Boston Red Sox this week got 2 saves and a hold. He obviously, Aroldis Chapman is the technical closer. He's a lefty. Greg Weissert is the righty. But if you're a crazy speculation guy, for $1, Greg Weissert might get some saves. And
Chapman's getting dealt, dude. I love that call.
He's not getting dealt.
You don't think so? The Red Sox got nothing to play for, man. They dealt away.
I disagree. I think they're making a run now, so I don't think it's over. I really don't. At that. They're on a tear, man. They've won, what, 7 of 8?
Boston
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, they've won 7 of 8 games here. And they're all – this is the other thing about what Britton's saying. Well, it's true. Weissert's getting these saves, but they've played a shitload of, like, 1 or 2-run games over the last 10 days, which is wild. Yeah. So,
and they play at San Francisco. Can't wait to see the
that'll be fun.
Yeah.
But that'll be must-watch.
Go, if they get rid of Jaron Duran, which there have been strong rumors of him being dealt as well, you don't think they're packing it in?
I think that was BS. I really do. Okay. I think the Devers trade resets things here, and now they're going to try to make a run and focus in here. And I do think the Yankees have slipped tremendously, too, all of a sudden. So this division's, you know, the Orioles, they're not out of it either. I don't think they are. I really, yeah. This division's still very much in play. You know, the Jays, it's going to be a log jam here in a month. I really see it. I don't think the Red Sox are done. They have a lot of good pitching.
You're right.
They really do.
You're right. So. They have they are actually tied technically. The Mariners have the tiebreaker, but they are tied for the last spot in the wild card race.
Oh shit! See, I didn't even know that. Okay, great. So they made real progress. I wanted to mention my parting shot was on Cole Reagan's guys. Somebody asked about what do I do with this guy now because they're saying it's a rotator cuff strain. They're going to reevaluate in 2 weeks. So I'm going to put all three of us to the test here. Do you just pull the plugs on Reagan's now in redraft, or is it possible that things will be okay and he's too good to give up? Britton, what do you think?
I dropped him. In my two NFBC Fab leagues, I've got Cole Reagans, Hunter Green. I'm hanging on to Hunter Green. I'm hanging on to Hope. The kingdom of lost hope is where I reside with Cole Reagans. Great pitcher. Shoulder. No, I'm sorry. Short bench. You got to go. That's how I feel. What do you think, Michael? Michael V.
I'm gonna hold him. I get what you're saying too, but until I just want a little bit more information. I want to see how this reevaluation process goes before I'm ready to drop. If you're desperate and absolutely need the roster spot and you play in short benches or a shallower format, then maybe I can understand. But even then, I still want to see how this goes first and see how the second, you know, after they shut him down, see how that goes.
Yeah, the one league I have him, we have an IL spot, so I'm obviously going to keep him there.
Yeah.
But if I had to make a choice here where I didn't have a spot and I had to drop him, man, I feel like really this tough. Just – it doesn't seem like this will work out. But, you know, Brain Bayo, the brain, started – you know, he had shoulder issues in the preseason, sat out for a bit, struck out 8 on Sunday.
Well, good.
So anything's – maybe it's – I guess I'm going to go with Mike here. I guess I got to kind of hold on for a minute. Again, your team context, how many pitchers you got? Is it a shallower league? Like a 10-teamer, I'm dropping Reagans. But in a 12-teamer or deeper, I might have to hang on. And that's tough. That's real tough, though.
I would drop, like if you're in a deeper league, I would drop Cole Reagans for Eric Lauer, who looks like he's going to be the fifth starter for the Toronto Blue Jays.
Or Jansen Junk. Yeah.
The Toronto Blue Jays have an open spot for June the 24th at Cleveland. Eric Lauer's been really good. He used to be a starter for the Milwaukee Brewers. Now he's a long reliever for Toronto. His last inning, the last time he pitched 76 pitches in long relief, and they have a spot open. So Eric Lauer is going to get a start, and he's been really good this year. So if you need, like, if you need innings pitched and a good shot at a win, I like Eric Lauer for Toronto Blue Jays.
Love it. Love it. I also want to say shout out to Eddie, the sheriff, who can never chat with us in the live stream, but he's watching. So, hey, Eddie, we know you're over there or out there on your tablet that you can't respond to us for some reason, but we love you. All right. Thanks, everybody. Palazzo Podcast, 2Ls, 2Zs, Mike Virginia. Utah. Follow him on Twitter, X, @_ Mike VA, Mike's Notes. Hashtag Mike VA's Notes. Do I have that right? Mike VA
Mike
Notes?
Mike VA Notes. Yeah, you got it.
Not Mike VA's. Yeah, you're right. That'd be terrible. Mike VA Notes. Make sure you check those out. And we'll be back on Sunday at 1 p.m. live. You know what we do. Thanks, everybody, in live chat. We love you all. Godspeed through Texas.
Right, lads. Now, I know there's not a faint heart among you. And I know you're as anxious as I am to get into close action. But we must bring him right up beside us before we spring this trap. That will test our nerve. And discipline will will count just as much as courage. The Acheron is a tough nut to crack. More than twice our guns, more than twice our numbers. And they will sell their lives dearly. They mean to take us as a prize. And we are worth more to them undamaged. Their greed will be their downfall. England is under threat of invasion. And though we be on the far side of the world, this ship is our home. This ship is England. So it's every hand to his rope or gun, quick's the word and sharp's the action. After all, surprise is on our side.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.